Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Okay, gang, you know the rules. No humping, no pushing, no sniffing hiding.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Hello. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Welcome.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. You know what?
Cinco de Mayo. Thank you.
Oh, you're so loud.
Am I?
Yes. Lower your volume, please.
Cinco de Mayo.
Right before it started, you were doing a little dance.
I was.
I felt a little robotic because I'm like hooked to this thing. I had my headphones on. I can't really twirl much with them.
Or you can just take the headphones off.
Yeah, like I could have done that. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Everything just happened so fast. Okay. Kind of got stuck. Stuck in the middle. Well, today is Cinco de Mayo and...
Go.
May is also mental health awareness. Approximately 130 people commit suicide every day in America.
Jeez, Debbie Downer.
You're right.
Start it off.
You're right. I shouldn't have done that.
Oh my God.
My timing was off. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Try not to jump off a cliff tonight.
Try not to drink yourself to death.
Yeah. Today. Speaking of drinking, did you hear? Oh my gosh. They are now pushing till 4 a.m. in the bars in LA.
That is
amazing.
Insane.
Insanely amazing. That's more drinking for us.
No.
And driving.
The people that oppose this,
yes,
like myself, know that this would cause more lives.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
It is so incredibly selfish for people to want to push this. Oh, yeah, let's drink more. It's not important. Your drinking does not prioritize over helping save someone's lives, okay? Let me just say this. Now, if it were to be pushed to 4 in the morning, you know there are people, even if the bars close at 4, you know there are people that linger around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give or take 5 o'clock, that's really when people will start heading home. But Mondays through Fridays, you know, people have jobs and it's not unusual for people to be on the road by 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, it's not unusual. For example, you were just doing a project lately where you had to be there by 4:45, right? In the morning.
Exactly.
So, you know, this would put you at risk to be on the road at 4 o'clock.
Right at the moment where they get out the bar.
Exactly.
And they start driving back home.
And going into the wrong way lanes and all that. No, this is absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd. And, you know, it's all greed.
It's yeah. Oh, we make more money just for a couple more hours.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? How do you feel when someone gets killed after just leaving your bar just because you made a couple more $100 or whatever?
Exactly.
A few more dollars and now someone's like life has ended.
Well, money is the root of all evil and I'm sure they won't care about that. And they said, you know, there's Uber, there's all these things. Well, yeah, and there's always been taxis since the crack of dawn, you know, since I can remember. There's always been those yellow cabs. There's been other means of transportation. You can call a friend, but not everyone follows through with it.
They're too expensive.
And too bad. Too bad. Then, you know, drinking is also expensive.
That's true. I know. I just caught myself.
It's just absurd. And you know what? If someone wants to go ahead and risk someone else's lives, I think that if there is a death caused because a bar closed at 4 a.m., that should be on the business owner. And they should be held liable.
Yeah. I mean, try to prove that in court and all that. And it's
well, you can because this bill is already getting terrible publicity.
Yeah.
It's bad.
That's true.
It's not good. I mean, come on. Think about other people that are have to be on the road to go to work early, yeah. early in the morning. Not because they chose to stay up late and drink their
you
brains
know,
out.
And it's also go buy a six pack from a grocery store and be safe at your house. You can drink there.
Have you ever heard of a kickback party?
Yeah. Just invite a couple friends over to your house. Oh, wait, I forgot. You can't. Because, you know, you got your 20 kids you got to take care of and they're all asleep and you can't really wake them up or whatever. But it's fine. You know, you need to schedule something so you're not always at the bars and then you got to force your way to drive home. Don't drink and drive, everybody, because in that case, I saw it on a, what was it, KTLA News or something like that, but where this lady or this woman got out from like a party or something like that. It wasn't even too late. Mm-hmm. And a drunk driver ran her over and she was stuck in the truck. Like
this happened in Fullerton.
Fullerton, yes.
Yeah.
And it was because of an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, one of the two, is why that accident was caused in the first place because
they were blocking.
They stopped right in the middle of the lane or something.
Yeah. And then you got on
Tell
top
us more
of that,
about
you got
that.
A DUI driver. Yeah, they stop where they weren't supposed to. And you know what? I see Uber/Lyft drivers do this all the time. I've seen so many Uber drivers drive so erratically on the freeway.
They're supposed to be safe. Different than
they're
the
not always
taxi
safe.
Drivers. That's the whole point.
See, taxi drivers, I trust them more.
Yeah.
Their insurance is incredible and they have their certified. They go through this other procedure, you know. Very seldomly would you hear a taxi driver hurting a passenger. Now it's left and right. I mean, these Uber drivers, you can't trust them.
I know. At first it was all, oh, this is great. They're so kind and polite and everything. And all of a sudden.
They're out there. The nice ones.
The nice ones, for sure.
But
and then those weird
many,
ones.
Yeah, one too many horror stories.
Yeah, where a lot of bad things are happening now. And it's, so they need to change their ways. Change it so they're better and so people can trust the Uber drivers again. I don't trust them now. Now I'd rather go to
the end.
You know, a taxi driver.
I would trust a taxi driver more so.
Even though he'll overcharge me, but still I trust him.
Well, you know, sometimes you pay for what you get for, like, you know what I mean? That old saying. So, you know, it just, it depends. And I know the other day I took an Uber. Just, it was nearby and he was a very kind guy.
Nice.
I didn't feel like driving. So, yeah, you know, it's a tricky situation, but definitely 4 o'clock, pushing until 4.
That's too much.
That is too much. Now, in
what
other news.
Yeah, for me.
In other crazy, crazy, crazy news, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just found out about this Friday night. So I was forwarded a link by someone that I went to high school with. And I could not believe my eyes. Apparently, this news broke on April 30th. But around that week, I remember I was so tied up. So I wasn't really watching the news or anything.
Wait a minute. You were tied up?
Who? You know what I mean?
Who?
I was busy. I was busy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You scared.
And there is a missing boy in Apple Valley by the name Duke Flores. The mother and the aunt, who are twins, have been charged with the murder of this little boy. I'm sure maybe you guys know what I'm talking about. And police, sheriffs are looking over. They are searching the landfill at Victorville for his body.
Jeez.
Thing is that I went to high school with these girls.
Did you really?
Yes.
No.
So I was, imagine my shock. Now, their names are Jackie Contreras and Jennifer Contreras. Jackie Contreras is the twin who is the biological mother of this little boy, and Jennifer is the, you guessed it, aunt. Now, I was friendly with the aunt, Jennifer.
Okay.
And her sister, I always got weird vibes from her.
Mm.
Never liked her.
She
had like this weird look in her eyes. And fast forward like a decade or so later, and this is, you know, the breaking news to my surprise. Now, even more surprising is the fact that the former classmate of mine, the girl that I also went to high school with, right? Because this other girl that we used to hang out with, you know, Jennifer, and she said, oh, have you seen the news? Like, oh my gosh. Now, it's funny because I was in total shock. And I mean, wow. Like, what kind of mother, what kind of aunt allows this, you know? And I believe her words were, it's not good. And I said, it's not good what? It's not good to judge. I still can't judge her.
Hmm.
Okay, you know what? Let's grow up here. This isn't high school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then she also mentioned something like, oh, nobody's perfect, which is so overplayed. I mean, my goodness, nobody's perfect. Nobody.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
No one's ever perfect.
Yeah, but not everybody has the heart of a murderer. Okay?
Right.
Whether she killed him or not, the little boy had been lost, technically. She hadn't seen him for over a week.
Mm.
And then you got an uncle on the KTLA News, I checked it out, saying, honestly, I think he just took off. I think he just took off because the little boy had taken off before and then he would come back like a day or two later. So it's like, when my mother heard that, she's like, okay, so now it's a dog?
Yeah.
Sparky just took off. Don't worry. Sparky will come back
in 2 days.
Will come back in 2 days. Don't worry about it, kids.
I had a dog named Sparky.
I'm so sorry.
He left me. Sparky left me.
It's just, I could not believe. And now this woman that you know, I'm having this back and forth with, she's a mother.
Oh.
And I'm just shocked. Why am I more outraged? I'm not even a mom yet, and I'm more outraged.
So let's see when the daughter or her, what does she have, a son or a daughter? Do you know?
Yeah, I think she has two kids. But to my understanding, she's a good mom, right?
Yeah.
But I just couldn't believe it that from one mom, like this, you can't judge the situation. I mean, wow. I just don't understand that ignorant mentality.
Yeah. No, I don't get that.
I have no sympathy for the devil. I'm sorry. I just
no,
don't.
I don't either.
What's important here is the innocent little boy who no one knows where he's at, and police have reason to believe that he is in a landfill somewhere. This is outrageous. And one of the sisters went on, the sisters of this, the Contreras twins, was on KTLA saying, you know what? It's not about my sister, okay? We just need to find the little boy. We just need to find him.
Right.
Okay, this whole thing is about your sister.
Yes.
The reason why we're here is about your sister. I mean, it's...
Uh-huh.
The little boy doesn't know... I mean, would you, or I know that I just don't understand what kind of mother is okay sleeping at night, not knowing where their kid is,
right,
and not calling the police.
Yeah.
That's just absurd. That's ridiculous. It's unadulterated, 100% neglectful.
That's right. That's right.
My goodness.
What do you think about that, Queen? Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
We have a very... very switching gears here. We have a very special guest today. Her name is Queen.
Thank you.
Queen Searles. Did I pronounce that right?
I wish my name was Queen. Or, no, just call me King. King Chameleon. King Chameleon.
King Chameleon.
Well, we should sing and join the group Queen and take over.
Oh, there you go. Now,
don't mind if I do. No.
You have taught, your background is you've taught for over 30 years.
Yes.
And this is also, lately we've been doing a lot, we've been partaking in a lot of the bringing awareness about the homeless population in LA. And May is, like I mentioned earlier, mental health awareness. And that's why we brought you on. Let's go ahead and talk about, because you struggled with homelessness.
Yes. Well, I take that back. I call it being unhoused.
Unhoused.
Mm-hmm. I'm at home with myself, and that's how I managed to rise up. So
I love that.
I was unhoused for about 5 years. Oh, and to answer your question, as being a mother, I feel like what's going on with the little boy,
it's terrible.
It's atrocious.
Yes.
And something really has to be done to protect the children.
I agree. Yeah.
Because, I mean, this child was gone for over a week, and the mother didn't even care to call 911. You know, like, I don't know if you heard, but I was quoting, I believe it was the uncle was on the news saying, oh, honestly, I think he just took off. The little boy.
How old?
Right, about 6 years old. And I, it's shocking because it's like, okay, you're talking about a child like it was a dog. Like it was an animal, you know? Like, oh, we just took off. It'll come back later.
Oh, no, people go after their animals.
Exactly, right? Okay. Yeah. I know I would. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so to me, it's...
There's no excuse.
It's indicative of foul play.
Exactly.
I would say that for me, it would be incriminating for them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So. Because regardless, it's just pure neglect.
It's neglect and probably worse.
Right. Well, that's what police believe. I mean, they have professionals that, you know, went in there, CSI team, all that stuff. So they know why they're over at the Victorville landfill right now searching for a little boy's body. But with that said, yes.
Yeah, so that's my take on that. And the thing with the housing crisis is that a lot of this is being orchestrated. And a lot of these atrocities are because of things not related to drugs. Mm-hmm. It's not related to necessarily mental health. It's not related to being a ex-criminal or any of that. You know, it's related to the disenfranchised, and it's an enterprise.
And it's a fact that so many people live paycheck to paycheck. That's not, you know, something out of this world. It's a fact that most people are living paycheck to paycheck. And God forbid something happens, you know, the likelihood of you ending up on the streets is quite high.
Right. And it's not enough preventative things. Even once you're housed, for example, I was recently housed, and in order to get this special share that pays your utilities, $100, you have to be behind in your utilities for 2 months. Well, if you just became housed, why would you wait until somebody became 2 months behind? You should qualify just based on the fact that you haven't even had to pay utilities and based on your income.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So
there are loopholes.
Right. So that's one thing that I'm going to advocate. That needs to be changed, and I'm going to advocate that immediately because one thing I recognize, especially in certain townships, is that when you speak to the legislators and they see your face and you go there and you speak from your heart, they listen.
Oh, that's good.
And they make changes. Now, I didn't find this the case, honestly, in LA. It's about money.
I see.
It's about money, and some people are making big dollars off of, I say they're pimping homelessness.
My gosh.
They're pimping the disenfranchised.
That's unfortunate.
And they get away with it. And then universities, family members, you know, people can do things, employers, to make people homeless with intent, because for employers, for example, they may want to have somebody that they want to give your job to. Mm-hmm. Family members, it could be for insurance purposes or to get your children, because people get money for your children, or they get your assets, you know. For landlords, they may want you just out of the apartment. So they do what they call a wellness check, or they provoke a situation, and then they'll call police officers, and it's called a 5150. I call it a 5150 pound setup. And that's happening a lot. And
tell us about that. So the 5150 penal code
setup.
Okay.
And it's horrendous. I even had one security guard tell me that people are getting paid to 5150 people undercover. They get paid. And something needs to be done to stop the unjust provocation and harassment and calling the police for no reason.
Jeez.
And there is a lot of that that's going on, and people have lost their lives over that.
Exactly. I mean, it almost happened to me. It's by grace that I'm talking to you right now.
We'll go ahead and talk about that in a little bit. I did want to ask a little bit more about your background. Now, you taught for 30 years?
Yeah, actually, I've taught for over 35 years. I've been basically teaching all of my life. I started teaching through what was called an NYC program when I was even in high school, like 13, 14 years old, I started. Mm-hmm. And then I went on into accounting. So I got a degree in accounting. Age 16. I grew up as what they call a ward of the state. And so I don't have a lot of family. And that's another thing. If you don't have a lot of family, people feel like they can get you into what I call the systematization trap.
You know what? There is a movie that was just on the Hallmark Channel about that. It's called I Am Somebody's Child.
Oh wow.
Yes, and it's really incredible, eye-opening about the way that the system does try to dominate the minds of these children.
Yeah.
And this girl, she was lucky because she had a caring foster parent that eventually adopted her, but she wanted to adopt her then, and she couldn't because they didn't think it was appropriate for a white woman to adopt a black girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was over the most trivial, ignorant thing that this girl couldn't, you know, find a home, a stable home.
And ironic, the black woman who was the one saying, nope,
social worker.
A social worker saying, yeah. Nope, you can't adopt this black child to the white. It was just weird, you know, it's just like, that's not cool, you know.
No,
she loved her and she wanted to adopt her, but that was during those times where they didn't feel it was appropriate.
And what I've learned is that, and I write haiku poetry, the color of love is blind.
Yeah.
You know, the color of love is blind. And since I've been in LA, I see things from a whole different lens. You know, it's like water, it's pure, it flows. And so that is a shame. You know, and it's even a bigger shame that some African Americans don't support African Americans, and they're part of the problem. They're not part of the solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When, to be honest, I get help from some African Americans, but those that have the wherewithal to make a difference, they've turned their backs on me, and they know my truth. They know that I've taught school. I'm an accountant. I have my own business. I make organic products, you know.
What kind of products do you make?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Give you a plug.
My business is Sunvine. Right now, it's on hiatus because of this. I came out here for my son as entertainment. And so I was going back to school to get a entertainment business graduate degree, which is how I ended up being in SAG, because my son was doing this and I want to learn everything that my client is learning. But I was going to use the same paradigm as Coke and Pepsi for my business, which is called Sunvine.
Sunvine.
And it's natural, straight from the sun to the vine to you through these hands. We make organic cookies, vegan, no milk, no eggs, no sugar, honey lemonade, strawberry lemonade, ginger lemonade. I've test marketed.
You're making me hungry, Queen.
We've test marketed over 30 products. And so I was going to use entertainment to take my product to the nth power. And that's how I ended up losing everything. Saved my mind. I went back to a university. And they pulled a scam on me that if I wasn't so blessed, I wouldn't be here right now.
Really?
Yeah. So my business went in hiatus, but I test marketed my organic seasoning since I've been out here. And Lassen's was going to put it into three of their stores. They had already placed an order. And my goal was to take my product to the nth power by, once the university scammed me, I took the little money that I had left and bought an RV. I was going to turn it into a mobile food truck. I had taken the course at Slauson, Vermont Slauson Economic Development Center. I had gotten my food service manager's license out here. It was in my RV. And that's when a 5150 scam happened to me, and I lost everything.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
behind the RV and everything, huh?
Yeah, they took my RV.
Why are they taking your RV though? For collateral or what are they?
No,
taking?
They impounded it.
Yeah,
it was a setup. I don't know how and who was involved in it, but it was a setup. I was getting work done on the RV. And I had reached out on social media, you know, to get the money to fix it so that I could transform it into the mobile food truck and take my seasoning. I was going to take the one product, like the Pepsi, the focus of one, the power of one. And the seasoning was the easiest thing that I could do right now without a team, because the lemonade is a lot of work. Even though it sells good, I test marketed here when I came out here. Everybody loved it. In fact, there was somebody that started going to Leimert Park making lemonade. He called himself the Ginger Man. But when I came out here, nobody was doing the honey lemonade except for me.
That's cool. So, funny, that was my name in high school, Ginger Man.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm
just teasing.
Oh. So it was a devastating thing to go from thinking you're getting ready to get a Shark Tank ready business plan. This was Full Sail University. Mm-hmm. And they're doing this to a lot of people. Not just...
You said Full Sail University?
Yeah, they scammed me.
I've seen these ads on Instagram like crazy.
Oh, don't.
No. I don't even consider it. I honestly don't trust things like that. But yeah, it's like Full Sail. It doesn't even seem legit to me.
They pitched this game, and they're the parent school to the Los Angeles Film School. And ironically, I just met someone who's teaching entertainment business at Full Sail. Mm-hmm. When I was going there... She's in SAG. When my son was going there, and he asked me to be his business manager, I was like, just because I know accounting and business doesn't mean I can be your manager. I have to learn the entertainment.
Right.
So
yeah,
I made him promise he was going to pay for it. He was really good, and I just didn't have any clue that this was happening. So they have a program that if they work it, and they work it for those that they want to work it. Mm-hmm. But if you're a minority, not just black, but for me, because I'm because I'm African American as well as a woman and minority, they had no plans for me to get a Shark Tank ready business plan. They told me my project was too big, and they started harassing me. They cheat because it's an online program, and they cheat minority students. And that's what we need to bring attention to, because what's happening is we never know the backstories of why students go Columbine or what caused something to happen to the professors. And that's what I was, I've been praying that I'm able to survive the test so that I could tell the backstory of what happened to me.
Wow.
And how I lost everything. Okay, I need to change because I'm getting...
No,
okay.
No, for sure. Yeah.
You can drink some water. There's some water for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
start thinking about, you know, what... When you lose everything and you have what you think is an unfailing dream and people pimp your dream with their university telling you, oh, you go, your thesis project is a Shark Tank ready business plan. You're going to follow the entertainer of, you know, that you would most like to work for, which I was following the Stevie Wonder brand. That's how I came up with the blind, you know, the color of love is blind. And I did a Braille Black Jesus piece. I do art.
And well, sounds like they really work at how to, they really know how to initiate people.
Exactly. They pimp your dream in the process. The worst part is that they are pimping all of these brands. The Steve Harvey brand, Stevie Wonder, Oprah Winfrey, anybody that you think, Mariah Carey, anybody that you think you would want to work for in the any phase of entertainment, you have to research that.
So that's
person.
Their model. That's what
exactly.
They pitch to you.
Wow. So they're pimping brands, and they pimp your dream, but they what they're doing.
But
is,
they can't pimp your soul.
Exactly.
You
that's
know,
right.
And
they
that's what people
your soul.
Have to do. You said the key. And if people could realize exactly what you said, they could survive the test.
Yeah.
But the thing is, our young people, they start, one, drinking because they get stressed. And that's what young people do. Not me. I drink lemonade.
That's right. I drink lemonade.
Yeah. No, you know what?
That's cool.
Alcohol has a greater power over people.
Yeah.
I think we were just discussing before you came in about that bill that people want bars to stay open till 4 o'clock, disregarding the lives that that might cost.
What about the DRAM Act? People get too, and then they start mixing the drugs, especially the legal drugs. The legal drugs are worse than some of these other drugs, because when they captured me, they forced you to take drugs. They hog tied me to a bed. They impounded my RV and my car. I had a brand new 15 Ford Fusion. All the windows were left down for 23 days. It's a miracle and a blessing that I'm still here, and the big blessing is that I'm in my right mind.
That's right.
Because those drugs take people's mind. Literally.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Literally. People have been on some of those drugs 1 or 2 days and they've committed suicide. They've they've killed other people.
That's true.
You
yeah,
know,
there's a lot of that.
Especially if you combine it with the alcohol.
Because
alcohol is a drug.
And that's what they do. You know, they let you out and it's like, here you go. All right. And you're going to, a lot of people in their feeble state of mind, they're going to go and drink or whatever, you know, whatever's the next fix, because they really, it's like letting a child out loose that barely knows how to walk. You know what I mean? Like, you can't trust that child to know how to cross the street, like, because the mind has been crippled.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know
exactly.
what? And it's not uncommon when you were discussing about that Full Sail scam, university scam. It's really not uncommon for these people to initiate people. I mean, we just heard the most... atrocious story with involving an actress who was on Smallville, NXIVM. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No.
Yeah. And so they would kind of, they used her to pimp other girls to recruit because of her status,
mm-hmm.
Hollywood status, to recruit girls and then in a sense pimp them out to the leader, and they would brand them on their private parts with the leader's initials. And but this wasn't, of course, right away. You know, there's a conditioning
exactly.
that goes, yeah, that goes in. So, yeah, that's it sounds crazy, but really, it's not. it's happening.
The craziest,
it's wicked.
Yeah,
it's
if
wicked.
You notice, like, if you hear something that's kind of crazy, and like, man, that sounds crazy. It's probably true because the weirder it is, mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's not just like, oh, I just killed somebody. No. If it's like something different, yeah. if you hear something that's like, man, that sounds pretty crazy. It's probably true because it's just so wicked out there in the world. It's crazy.
Yeah. Especially,
but just keep your faith and you.
And that's the key.
Faith
is the key to rising up out of the situation. And it's, they say the faith of a mustard seed, but I'm telling you, you got to have. If you have the faith of a grain of sand, you mm-hmm. can do it. Because
yeah.
a mustard seed is kind of big. Because I used to sit there sometimes, I'm telling you, and I would say, I don't know if I have a mustard seed face. And I used to cook with mustard seed, uh-huh. mustard seed and everything.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, Lord, I think I got a grain of sand. Please help me out of this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hold on to your faith
yeah.
and your hope and your belief.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I keep my favorite image with me at all times.
Good.
And this is I'm showing you
mm-hmm.
an image that I got from.
Is that your son?
No, this is Black Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus oh. Emmanuel.
Oh, okay.
You didn't recognize like, that. I knew what it was.
Yeshua. And
my bad. My bad.
I used this for my entertainment business law class at Full Sail, uh-huh. and I to discuss transformative use to show that I understood copyright infringement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I transformed this to Braille Black Jesus.
Mm.
I took it to the Wonderland Studios for Stevie Wonder. And so, but his eyes were made of Swarovski crystals and the blood tears. I'll show you a picture of the Braille.
Yeah.
I call him Braille Black Jesus and his transformative use, because this would be copyright infringement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you transform something to another use, and mine was transforming it from the sighted to see Black Jesus so that the blind could see.
Yeah.
Black Jesus.
Oh, that's cool.
And
that's
so,
awesome.
Yeah, that was my art. And I keep them with me in all different sizes in my vehicle. And you have to keep your faith,
mm-hmm.
you know, as Patrick said, you have to have that faith mm-hmm. and
yeah.
you cannot let it go.
And you
especially,
know,
you know, because they come at you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That Full Sail recently, and this is where we need to get legal help for people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing a complaint myself. But they came back, and I'm going to give you a link online where you can go and see everything they've ever done to me. Because I lost everything. I took down my entire pension.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, and as an accountant, I used to tell people, don't charge your whole pension.
Mm-hmm.
And I was embarrassed. I couldn't even talk about it. I didn't even want to let people know that, because I felt, but then I'm like, you can't, because I didn't think I was gambling, but the Lord was showing me. You're gambling on education, but education shouldn't be a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on the online class, and I'm so grateful that I have documentation and have taught school,
mm-hmm.
they had over 200 students in an online class, and they give you this mega assignments that are just so almost nobody can complete it, because what they do is they try to certificate people out of the program rather than giving them the degree. They couldn't do that.
Oh, so they make it impossible for you to even complete the program.
Exactly. But what's impossible for them, which is what I peep, which is why they probably praying that I don't get busy with the pen, is that, one, you violated your contract because you said you only have 25 students. Two, you there's no way possible you can grade all of that work, mm-hmm. period.
Mm.
And okay. so they were just giving grades to people, but they try to give me a grade without explaining the grade. And so I challenged it. And so they made an example. Don't challenge us.
Oh,
they wanted to make an example.
They gave me, I had a 3.9 GPA, and they, you know, I challenged, tried to go without going outside of the university, but it was just so hurting that nobody would listen to me, and everybody would say, well, you had to do something. They can't just do that. They can't just mm-hmm. give you a grade. They have to, you know, no, they do whatever they want to do because there's no checks and balances.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, there was just a few months ago, there was a, it broke out in the news that there was a online school in Michigan that was actually recruiting students, and they were targeting immigrant students. And then all that information was actually being transferred over to ICE, the Immigration Customs. Yeah. And so they were able to also, you know, deport a lot of these students. And it was just, they were tricking these
yeah.
students into giving their information, thinking that it was a proper online school, and they were encouraging them to cheat as well, and yeah. then paying very little, and then they brought that back as, well, you should have known better.
Yeah, but what is yeah. that called? There's a name for that.
It's called manipulating.
Yeah, manipulation.
There's another legal yeah. term for when people set people up like that.
Mm.
I can't think of yeah. it right now to come right after the
well,
show.
Well, we'll come
over.
Around to it. Just we're running a little bit on time, but go ahead and tell us how can our listeners follow you and get to know you more.
I have how this. Can we... This is the business card, the card that you handed Patrick a while ago when you guys first met.
The chameleon.
The chameleon. Sorry.
The chameleon.
Remain steadfast and faithful. Now, there is a link to your GoFundMe. Is that still up?
No, I don't oh. have the GoFundMe because of things that happened. Mm-hmm. But I do have a Cash App.
Okay.
Oh, I have okay. a Cash App that if people wanted to help, that would be one way. I have a PayPal.
Okay.
And what I'm really interested in, too, is trying to set up a Patreon. Because oh, there there's go. One thing, my grandchildren are getting ready to graduate high school, both of them. Mm. And they want, the one that's in California I could drive, it's not that many hours away. But the mechanic told me, I didn't even ask him, he said, don't go on any long trips. I say, what's considered long? He say, well, where are you thinking of going? I told him, you know, Fresno. You might be able to go there, but, you know, don't be trying to go cross country.
Oh, I see.
I was like, wow, here's my plans for St. Louis and Chicago and home. And
well, how there goes your road trip.
Yeah, there goes my road trip. And
but
so,
what would be the link if someone wanted to go
Yeah,
ahead.
Tell us the Cash App and how can they follow you to
Or you know what,
help
it'll be
out.
On our, when we post it.
It's
we can
Queen
go ahead.
Searles, uh-huh. Queen Searles 1.
How do you spell
those?
Okay. Searles?
Yeah. S-E-A-R-L-E-S.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Queen as queen. And S-E-A-R-L-E-S.
Okay.
One.
Exactly.
Queen Searles 1.
Okay.
And that is on cashapp.com.
Oh, it's just Queen Searles. Oh, that's Twitter. Queen Searles.
Oh, okay. Follow her on Twitter, too.
Okay, Queen follow Searles. Her on Twitter.
It's just on Cash App. It's just Queen Searles.
Okay, even better.
So yeah. we have a game.
Or give me a ticket. Just give me a ticket to St. Louis for May 18th.
There you
I
go.
I should be asking for other things, but my granddaughter wants me to come. I don't know how they got so old. I'm just 37.
Hey. Well, I'm glad that we got to have you into the studio. We brought you in, and we wish you nothing but the best in life. We'll definitely keep in touch with you, and we hope people will help you rise.
Yeah, because I'm on the Rise Up program, and it's not easy because, you know, I went from $100,000 income to a SSI check that's less than $1,000 a month. And I'm like, Lord, how do I get back? But I keep my big banner. I put it up on my wall of the Sun Vine with the lemonade and the big picture of the every season. That's my seasoning. Man, the test market out here went so wonderful for that every season. And, or you might want to become an investor, a partner, or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what his plan is, but whatever it is, I'm ready. And I just want to be an inspiration to people just don't give up hope no matter how difficult it gets out there. And believe me,
it gets really difficult
out of a vehicle, working and operating. Sometimes I was on buses and trains once they took my car and stuff. And there are good people out here. Open up your mouth and humbly and discreetly ask for help. And we got to do something about these laws so that they cannot call police for people asking people, will you buy me some food, humbly? You shouldn't steal.
Exactly. And they don't want you to steal, and they don't want you to ask for food. It's a catch 22.
Right. And a lot of people don't carry that much cash. And so there should be no problem in humbly saying, will you buy me something? And people love to do it. One man thanked me. I was in a Ralph's, and he thanked me for asking him. He said, thank you so much for asking me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it's important. It's important to be aware.
I know I've
handed food to people and so on and so forth. You know, it's not uncommon. That's what my mom taught me. She always taught me to do that. So it's good to be aware, because a lot of people, you know, they're on their phones and they're not aware.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't sense who needs the help. That's why I like to be aware. I like to be off my phone when I'm out and about, because I can sense these things. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and do...
Well, if we have... No, we're kind of...
No, we have time.
Okay, you want to do a quick ventilator or the jam?
Let's do a little jam.
All right, we're going to do the jam instead. But at the end, though, we do have a gift for you. We want to do
gift.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick
out
gift
of our
to her.
Bag. It's going to be from the bag of BS, which stands for Beautiful Selection.
And you were beautifully selected.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all just put a big smile on my face, but a bigger one in my heart.
Oh, well, we're so glad that you're here.
Go ahead and dig in the bag for me, and we'll go and see what we got here.
All right, let's go ahead.
No, that's not it.
That's not it.
That's not it. No.
Oh, no.
What do you have in there?
Oh, I think my hand just got bit.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. I think I woke something.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
All right. There it is.
There it is. Announcing the great gift. Here you go. You get
just what I
need. A Shell gift card.
Oh, thank you. I'm always asking people for gift cards. Yeah. And people bless me with gift cards.
Nice.
All the time.
There you go.
You.
Well, God hears. God hears
you,
and God
Lord.
Provides for his children. He knows who
Amen.
We are.
Amen. Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Let's celebrate.
We're going to celebrate. Go ahead and grab a shaker, and that is yours
shaker.
To keep at the end.
Oh, okay. King with queen on the strange chameleon show. Chameleon and Queen on the LA Talk Radio. LA Talk Radio. Yeah!
Yeah!
What's your name, Queen?
Queen All Die.
Woo!
Cyril.
Yeah!
On LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio.
Oh, on the Strange Chameleon Show.
Oh, oh.
Thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. Thank you, Queen.
Chameleon.
Boom. Thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. Help her out on, what was it, Cash?
Cash App. Queen Searles.
There it is.
Queen S-E-A-R-L-E-S rhymes with pearls with an S in front and an E-S on the end.
There Queen Pearls. Queen Searles.
Queen Searles.
And remember, if you want to, you know what, just jam on.
Just jam on.
That's all you need to do.
Keep on jamming.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.